Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the show. Seems like maybe Nate thinks the selection committee did Kansas some favors, because I think you thought they were going to be less than a four seed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no bracketologist.
You're not the only one that said that. I had several Kansas people say they think they're going to be a five or a six.
I just, going into the Big 12 tournament, it looked like they were a four seed. And then, you know, as poorly as they played in their one game,
mm-hmm.
And with no real assurances as to what McCullough or Dickinson will be in the tournament, I just thought they'll probably drop at least another line.
I thought for sure they were going to be four. I thought they had done enough during the season. They weren't going to discount them. I thought they were pretty locked in at the four.
Bill Self did a nice job setting expectations last Monday. He was talking to the committee.
Oh, yeah.
When he said that Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough weren't going to play. And, they still, I think they're a little shaky on McCullough right now, but Dickinson is going to practice. Okay. But I think they would have preferred to play on Friday, too. I don't think they'd particularly like to play on Thursday. I think they'd take every second they can for rest.
Well, at least they get a late game on Thursday.
It's late.
That's fun for everyone, 8:55. Rocco Miller.
Approximately 8:55.
Who, college hoops bracketologist and analyst that I follow. He said that about BYU, that the reason BYU, just saw this when they put out the NCAA 1 through 68 seed list.
Mm-hmm.
The official seed list confirms what I suspected. BYU was supposed to be the best 5 seed and moved down a seed line to 6 to accommodate not playing on Sundays.
Yeah, that happens with them, yeah, for sure.
I think that's fair because
it's
like
their rule.
Yeah, you
they're not going to reward them and move them up.
Right.
But Bill Self said there's that explains it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe he said they're supposed to be a 5 and they're a 6.
Now that's they're not going to play on Sunday.
Right.
They're not changing the whole thing for them.
So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, saying that Kansas was done a favor by getting, you know, by still getting a 4 seed. Do you want to know how far I've got them going in the tournament?
One game or none games?
I am going to the Elite Eight.
Oh, you got him on there?
Boy. Boy. There he is. There's the KD.
Who are the teams you have them beating
there
on the way?
There you go.
I can totally see him losing in the first round, but I got him go to the Elite Eight.
Who do you have him beating?
I got him beating Samford, McNeese State.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, then you're ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. So
why?
Well, that's how
because
it works,
you've created a path for them.
I was just going through game by game, and I always pick a couple 12 versus fives.
Mm-hmm. And just by you happen to pick that one, right?
But I also got them beating Purdue. That's really stupid. But the tournament's stupid. You know, you got to pick some weird stuff. They got a 7-footer, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe. Who's gone up against him before?
There you go.
And then I'm losing to Tennessee.
Now, Tennessee won't make the Elite Eight. It's Rick Barnes in March.
The tournament does weird things, man. It's a stupid bracket. I get it. But, yeah.
Oh, the last year's bracket was insane. I mean, what did we have? A couple of fives and a four or whatever in the final four?
I do think that Kansas is...
that's right. They're right where you want to be.
They're a potential dangerous team because if they have McCullough and Dickinson healthy... ish,
mm-hmm.
They've shown they can beat anybody.
They've also shown they can lose with those guys.
They also have
they're
shown
the weirdest
they can,
team in college basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Like they, you can see them losing in the first round. Jake cannot. Some of us can.
Jake's full on back.
Stephen already laid out the case.
You're
for coming
to Final Four.
I haven't done my bragging yet.
Yeah, Sanford hasn't beat anybody.
Kansas somebody? Nothing. I don't know. The tournament is wild. It's a hard job to put the teams in the bracket, and there's people mad. You know, Kim English is mad. Oklahoma's mad. They're all whatever.
What do you think about that? Oklahoma.
Well, here's my favorite part about Oklahoma. They sent this tweet out. Let me find this tweet. They sent this tweet out.
Do you think he should be in the tournament?
4 days ago. No, I don't. They sent this tweet out with a little lock at the top of it. It was a graphic built for March.
Yeah.
Purdue, UConn, Houston, Auburn, and Oklahoma. Just five teams are undefeated this year against schools in quad 2, 3, and 4 games. Well,
who
that's
cares?
Great. You beat all the bad teams. There were 1-10 against tournament teams in their last 11 games.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So, you know where they are? They're right where they belong, just outside the tournament. And then, since even though they're built for March, according to this graphic, see this lock, Nate? Look at this lock. It's built for March.
Yeah.
They declined to bid to the NIT. So they're not built for that
why,
part of March.
Why?
Well, it's for the health of their student-athletes. Sounds to me like they got some guys who are wanting to get in the portal or something.
No, they're not going to the NIT because of the transfer portal opening up today. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a fan of the transfer portal. I like the stories that it brings. It's free agency, so it gives us more to talk about. It's ridiculous that it's today.
Yes.
Give it a week. Give
it to April.
Why today, the day after Selection Sunday? It's like it's even too much. Like for me,
it puts a disadvantage to the teams in the tournament.
Right, exactly right. Why are you doing that? And so, like, if you're Missouri, hey, we got nothing to do. Oh, transfer portal.
Yeah,
let's go start stealing players. Good. That's what you got to do. But
how many kids are getting ready for the NCAA tournament? Have schools hitting them up right now to see if they want to hit?
That's
the portal.
What I mean. Like
dozens.
The day after. Do you think that's good timing?
No.
Do you think that makes sense, Jake? You've disagreed with everything that's been said in the studio today. What about that?
I think it's the perfect day.
That's horrible.
It takes away from the... We're not even 24 hours...
There's zero logic in that.
Right.
None.
Right, and so then...
None.
So,
eventually, what we're going to have is someone who's in the tournament beg out, because they're saying I'm transferring to another team, and the other team will say, well, we don't want you to hurt, and they'll transfer out. You know, like some team who made it was like a 10 seed or something like that.
I'm not going to
not play with their team.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I'm not going to bitch too much
or
about
a team
this.
Six man.
Because here's the deal. If you're a coach that's on the hot seat because your team didn't make the NCAA tournament, maybe you're a bubble team or whatever, and you're thinking, I got to win next year or I'm going to get fired.
Are you talking to Porter Mosier?
No.
Yes, you are. Because
but
that's
it sounds
exactly
like,
who
but,
you,
but, that
but
sounds
then,
like who you were
and
talking
then you look
about.
At it and you think, okay, what's more important to my immediate future and my success?
Next year's roster or
focusing on this NIT or protecting the players I want to keep and going out and stealing the players or taking the players that I need to rebuild this roster so I can be good next year. What are you going to be all in on?
Next right. year.
Honestly, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if you're a young coach that's not on the hot seat, that you want to go out and try to help, you know, your team learn to win and go out and, okay, you play in the NIT. It's all about what your situation is. Tom Crean, who, again, resembles unfrozen caveman lawyer.
He's out of – he's just a broadcaster.
I think
now.
So. I don't know. Sure. He's very angry. He does not like these teams passing up bids to the NIT. Here's Tom Crean in studio yesterday having at it.
There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, mm-hmm. let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing, wow. and don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit down. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put 5, 6, 7 people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Tom Crean pissed off.
I agree with a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I also see the other side. But they've created all of this themselves. There's too many tournaments. Did you see the CBI Mm-mm. couldn't even get 16 teams? They've got 15. And then the CIT, I think, has 9.
I do think the NIT is a different animal than those two tournaments.
I agree, but they've created all these.
What kind of animal is it?
Well, it's a better animal.
It's like But it's a wounded animal.
The CBI and CIT have been around for 10 or 15 years, but here's the problem. Why did they make those?
I don't know.
They made them because they
people
wanted
like
everyone.
You?
They No, they someone saw a chance to make a couple of dollars, and it's literally just a couple of dollars. But yeah. They'll do anything to make a couple of dollars. And those
That's
are ridiculous.
That's why they're going to expand the tournament field.
And they shouldn't do that either.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah.
64 teams.
We can't.
When you're a wounded animal, how do you come? You come angry? You come...
I love the debate about which teams should get in and which shouldn't, but I really have no sympathy for any bubble team because you didn't do enough.
We didn't.
If you're on the bubble, you didn't have a good enough.
We haven't gotten to the 12-team college football playoff yet, and it's going to be 14. I mean, they're already talking about 14. They haven't even had the year with 12.
Things never shrink; they always expand.
They're all and I get it, man. There's a certain amount of money out there, and they're all fighting to go get it. But they've created all these rules themselves, and this sounds like the old man guy here. But they created all these things because they have either felt guilty or bad, the adults, for making all this money and the kids not getting any money. And they've bent over backwards to allow them to have flexibility to leave, to transfer portal, to make money off their name, image, and likeness and all that stuff. They've gone too far. They've created this own mess. They've said, if kids want to go somewhere else, they should be able to go because coaches can go.
Old balls over there, we call them.
That makes you sound like you have old balls.
Old balls over there.
How about this? That's me. But
you guys don't want them.
But they've done all this stuff to for the kids, the student athletes, and that's a joke to call them
for the kids.
It's an absolute joke.
You don't want to mention it, and I know you don't want to mention it. I'll mention it. NIT is providing us with this tasty matchup: K-State at Iowa.
Come on.
Send your ass up there to cover it. That's right in your wheelhouse. Both fan bases love you.
I was.
Yes, sir.
boy, don't
they get to honor you at halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be.
What about K-State, Iowa? Say something about
tomorrow
it.
Iowa City's a great town.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, props to K-State for not, you know.
Not turning it down.
Turning their nose up at it like some schools.
If you told me you were going to take me to Iowa to watch Caitlin Clark, I would say yes.
Not to watch.
No. No.
Tyler Perry?
No.
And one of Fran McCaffrey's kids. I don't know which one's left there.
One thing about that I would say for Tom Crean,
he's always mad.
He did say, you know, if players don't want to play, they could just sit out. There are players that don't want to play in the NIT.
There are players that don't want to play in the NCAA.
Well, probably. That's true. Yeah, well, yeah, the ones that are thinking about their pro career.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
Hey, I'm telling you right now. I mean, listen, if Kevin McCullough's bone bruise is an issue that could hurt him as he gets ready to go to the NBA camps and all that stuff, is it in his best interest to play?
Yes. He should sit.
I don't know. Joel Embiid had a bad back. He didn't play in the NCAA tournament. That was a big deal back then.
Everyone should sit.
And Tom Crean, I get it. How was it when Kansas just went out there with six or seven guys on Wednesday night?
It was ugly.
It was ugly.
It
they
was
got
ugly.
Their brains beat in by a team that's not in.
They cut it to two.
They lost,
and they
by,
lost
20
by 20
to a team that's not in the field, Jake.
You know.
Wow.
You know.
And they're not in the field. That's a team Oklahoma beat twice.
Wow.
That's how bad they are. The Sooners could beat them two times.
So those must have been quad two wins.
Those are quad two wins.
Does the NCAA not want Caitlin Clark in the Final Four? What is they doing?
They put LSU in that bracket.
They put LSU as the 3 seed in their bracket.
That's terrible business.
How's LSU
right there?
A 3 seed?
And they put K-State as a 4 seed, and K-State has played Iowa 3 times in the past 12-plus months and won twice.
I don't know.
Why are they stacking the cards against Caitlin Clark? Give her a path to victory.
It seems like a lot of the people within women's basketball resent her.
Maybe they actually do that with blind resumes.
I don't know.
Here's my favorite one. Did you see this one go through?
I'll mention this. Nate won't mention this either. Kansas women are in the tournament. 8-9 matchup against Michigan. I said I was excited about this. Not one time do you even mention your own school in the women's tournament.
Winner that one gets a shot at USC, number 1 seed in the second round.
One of the stars of basketball. You seen her play, Juju? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which USC? The real one?
Her on
the one in California?
With AI.
The one in California.
You seen what?
Juju in that commercial with the playing basketball against the AI computer person?
I don't want to hear about any AI.
Did you see this was last?
Juju Watkins.
Thursday.
Is a stud. Unbelievable player.
Well, she destroyed the AI computer person.
Well, yeah.
Did you see last Thursday that Trev Alberts, the athletic director for Nebraska, is going to Texas A&M?
Yeah, we told you that, Todd. We
did
broke
you see,
that news on
did
our
you
show.
Did you see who... Texas A&M is facing in the NCAA tournament on the men's and the women's bracket. Nebraska, yeah. A&M, and both of them.
Both of them.
Dude's been on the
just
job
a coincidence.
For 3 days.
Husker's going for their first ever tournament win, right?
Never won. Never. No Danny Knee.
First ever.
But Mayer's going to get him a win. Or not. Or
go,
they just
go
won't
Mayer.
Win.
I'm rooting for them.
But how about that,
go
though?
Huskers.
They got A&M. They used to not do these enough. And they got them in the bracket together on both.
I'll root for Nebraska to win that game.
Heck yeah.
You're supposed to like the SEC,
Steven. I don't like A&M.
You know, A&M's not a real SEC school to you?
I didn't like when they're in the Big 12
they're
either.
They're your partner.
But I like them.
They're your partner.
They're weird to me.
They're weird to everybody. They're taking the fake army down to the women's game?
Oh, I didn't say anything like that. I just said that they're weird to me, and then you're the one that said
that. Unsanctioned Corps of Cadets?
Easy. Yeah.
I have a cousin that goes to school.
They do. Boots. They dress up and pretend they're in the army.
Yeah, they got their big boots and their sabers. A lot of saber rattling down there. The Oklahoma women's team made the tournament, and if they win a couple of games, they'll get to get crushed by South Carolina. They probably won't win a game, though. Mm. They failed in Kansas City, beat by 20 points.
Okay, are the Chiefs trading LeJarius Sneed or not?
What's Ricky say right now?
Ricky's off.
Ricky got capped.
Ricky ain't saying nothing.
Is Ricky on Threads?
Ricky don't lose that number.
Did they get him on Threads? Find Ricky on Threads. See what he's got.
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Threads.
Pretty Ricky's
is anybody on Threads? Do you guys, anybody doing that?
No. I'm on it, but I never look at it.
I get notifications all the time. That,
yeah, you got to turn off notifications.
No, I check out Threads once in a while.
Yeah, I
fresh.
Hey, when
see what the kids are doing,
where there's smoke, there's Ricky. I guess. I mean, maybe something was going on. It was interesting with the beat writers for the Colts were kind of going back and forth on this thing. You know.
One says it's not happening. One says it still could happen. But there was a snag, and the snag was Sneed's and his agent's negotiations with the Colts.
Well, here's what I'll say. If I'm LeJarius Sneed and his agent, he's 27 years old. And you can bet on yourself and say, all right, fine, don't trade me. I'll just go play a year for the Chiefs and then go out and be a free agent again next year like Chris Jones or whatever and go make some money, even more, I don't know. But if I were him and it's $1 million difference for a long-term deal with the Colts or whatever, she'd go take that money. I've said this a dozen times. LeJarius Sneed has made $3.9 million in 4 years playing in the National Football League.
That's not $3.9 million a year.
No, that's his whole freaking life.
Combined
he is set to make basically that on the franchise tag in 1 year this year. That's guaranteed money. That's great. But if he signs a deal with the Colts and he gets whatever, name a number, $35 million guaranteed or something like that, then he's really, really set.
What did you say he was about to make on the franchise tag?
Is it $19
million? 19.
Yeah. 19. But then, if he signs a deal...
Five times what he made.
Yeah. If he signs a deal, he'll get $35, $40 million guaranteed. Something like that. And that's way more money than he's ever made in his life. And at his age, and he was hurt a little bit last year, I would be advising him to go get that now.
But I see. He's in a place...
But also, he wants to play with the Chiefs and all that.
But also, it's like, you know, if he goes out and kicks ass this year and say the Chiefs keep him, I mean, I would hardball
it. They could tag him again.
Well, then he's making 22 next year, but I mean...
Then he will have made $40 million in 2 years instead of 35.
Way better.
Right. No,
$19 million guaranteed isn't that bad either.
I think he's in a great position where he can negotiate for what he wants, because if they don't give it to him, okay, I'll play here for 1 year for $19
million. Yeah. He's in a different spot than Chris Jones was, because Chris Jones had already made a lot of money.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like...
LeJarius Sneed
is... I would hardline it, too. I wouldn't settle for anything. I would say, this is a number, you meet it, or I'm going to play with the Chiefs.
Yeah, then he'll have to sign that deal with the Chiefs, and he's got to show up and do all the things and be good again, you know? And I think he will. There's no question about that. And it would be great if the Chiefs could just sign him. But I think the Chiefs aren't going to go as much as he can get from another team.
No, but I would be asking for $22 million, because you're going to get that next year from the Chiefs if they franchise you.
Yeah, but then, you know, then it's the guaranteed money on the outlay and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, what did this Jalen Johnson guy get? 4 for $76 million?
Yeah, but he's also 3 years younger than Sneed.
Yeah, but still. That's what he thinks he is. The hard part for LeJarius Sneed is he's old.
Right.
It's crazy. He's a four-year guy. He's 27 years old.
27 isn't old.
Well, it is for a cornerback in his fourth year.
He's got about 3 years in him.
I mean, go look and see how old Trent McDuffie's going to be after his fourth year. 12?
He's not going to be 12.
I mean, this is his payday. He's getting one major contract, and then, you know, he's probably not getting a second one. I mean, because he's... You know, he'll be like Stephon Gilmore will probably get about $8 or $9 million this year, and he's 32 years old.
That's what he's down to now. He's down to 1 year deals.
Yeah.
You know, This is LeJarius' time. I'm rooting for him big to get paid somewhere. Yeah. Whether it's in Kansas, I'd love it to be in Kansas City. That may not be the smartest thing for the salary cap for the Chiefs, all that, whatever. But they seem to find guys who can do what he does.
The reported compensation from Destin Adams, Colts beat writer for A to Z Sports, was a 2024 third-round pick and a pick next year. Would you do that?
They're giving away quarterbacks for six-round picks. That would be great. Take it.
Nate doesn't like it.
I feel like he's worth more than that.
Sure he is. But
he's worth what you can get.
No one's lining up to give the Chiefs first-round picks. The Chiefs, by the way, have just
won the
last
two. Give them second-round
picks. They're not lining
up
to give them nothing. No one would trade with them last year to move up in the first round. They were trying.
Now my point is you don't trade him just to trade him. If you can keep him and you can afford it.
Yeah, but a third-round pick for the Chiefs could be LeJarius Sneed part two.
That's true.
I mean, they've been good at that. They've been good at that.
They've been very good.
Give Veach ammo.
But yeah, I'm all for giving Veach picks in general. I guess if they get a decent pick the following year too, fine.
And don't be poo-pooing Hollywood Brown either. That's a perfect match.
I love Hollywood
Brown.
That's
a perfect match for the Chiefs.
I love it.
Tell me what you love about him. Give me some good things about him from his time in Oklahoma.
He's the fastest player I've ever seen play for Oklahoma. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I loved Hollywood Brown when he was a Sooner.
Take the top off of that defense.
Yeah. And I think he has played very well when he's had the better quarterback starting the ball. He is apparently not good enough to make the mediocre quarterbacks better.
Well, he's about ready to get an upgraded quarterback.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown, let's go back into this on WHB. Lebo, I saw a movie you might be interested in.
Oh, I saw a movie this weekend.
I saw a movie. It's not getting a lot of pub. I think it's only out in limited release. Called Knox Goes Away.
You sent us the trailer of that.
And I went to see it because I'm a fan of Michael Keaton.
And is he going away to jail?
No.
Oh, is he going somewhere else?
I'm a fan of Al Pacino. They're both in it. James Marsden also in it.
What's the envelope say?
Yeah, right. Dude, Pacino was like totally understated and didn't have any like outbursts in this movie. He was really...
No hoo-ahs?
No. But just the premise of the movie is Michael Keaton is a hitman, and he's been diagnosed with a rare form of dementia that is so aggressive that the doctor tells him he has, weeks to live.
Mm-hmm.
And he works for Pacino. And his son, he's estranged from his son. His son gets in trouble and comes in for help. And so you're kind of going on this journey with him where he's battling his dementia, but also he's trying to help his son. And he's trying to wrap things up. And he's also still a hitman. And so I liked it a lot. And I'm seeing, I should never look at reviews or critics or whatever else, because sometimes they're so wrong. But there was a small gathering of people in the movie theater, and everyone applauded afterwards because it was good. I enjoyed it, And so I took me, Sue, Richie made a special trip in because we took my dad. And Richie wanted to sit next to Grandpa and eat popcorn and watch the movie. And my dad liked it.
So. We watched Poor Things. Mm-hmm. I knew that Emma Stone had won this Oscar.
We watched it on Saturday night.
I had not seen a preview.
It was pretty crude.
And it's unbelievably just wild.
Was it good?
Yeah, I think it was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I think I did like it, but it was one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen in my life.
A red-blooded male, aren't you?
Do not let the kids watch it.
Not for the kids.
Oh, you should watch it on a plane?
It's like...
Watch it on a plane.
I don't know.
Sound all the way up.
Is it going to be like when I watched The Wrestler on the plane?
No, it's not. Way worse.
Way worse.
Way worse, huh? Okay,
it's like a little Edward Scissorhandsy Frankenstein sex show.
All right. That's
it's really weird. It's got a deep meaning, which I still don't know exactly what it is, but I get it. But it was like, I had not seen a trailer for it even, because I don't think it was, I guess it was at the movie theaters. It's on Hulu now.
Yeah. Speaking of things.
It was like,
it's on Prime too.
We'd laughed out loud several times. There were some funny freaking lines in that thing, because she's, I'm not going to, this isn't the whole thing away. I mean, it's a brain transplant situation. It's a little Frankenstein-y thing. But so she's like a little not super aware and just says things, man. Right. It is freaking hilarious. But.
Has to experience life,
so,
doesn't she?
Yeah. Speaking of things with a deep meaning, I found myself very emotionally moved by the opening of the KC Current Stadium and the coverage that it got on Saturday. I don't know if you guys felt the same way.
It was all over the place. It was really neat.
Yeah.
And what a nutty game, my God.
As a girl dad, first and foremost, it really hit me in the feels just watching everything that was happening and thinking about what something like that can do for the landscape of young girls in this town growing up wanting to play sports. As a Kansas Citian, seeing something in this town that
no one else has,
that touches people all around the world, I think is really cool. And obviously, as a person who loves soccer, I'm very proud of that too. But I don't know how you felt, Stephen, at all. But I felt very moved by seeing that whole thing happen. Yeah. And I know there's been criticisms of some of the things they've done with parking and all that stuff. But overall, these people built a $112 million stadium for a women's professional sports team, and to see it celebrated on ABC and see Patrick Mahomes all over ESPN that morning, being supportive of it and everything. I wanted to say that because that to me was maybe the thing that hit me the most out of everything I watched.
It was a little breezy, beautiful day for it. Glad they're not
crazy
today. You know, and the game was just absolutely insane. They had a 16-year-old girl score.
16-year-old girl, professional, score a goal in that moment.
I mean, what a world we're living in now, where that can happen.
Yeah,
there's still a ways to go for the league, but this is a monster step for the league to have a stadium. And you're right; it was a celebration of Kansas City and all that. I mean, everything was busting. We were kind of downtown. Went to the auto show on Saturday, and the Iowa State folks were out early, getting ready for 5 o'clock. They were ready to go. They were there, and the Current was happening.
Three major sports events sold out in Kansas City on the same day.
Yeah, and this, you know, Sporting a nice win.
Yeah,
on Saturday night.
That crowd was awesome. That crowd was full.
It was a fun day.
We went to the semifinals Friday night because Selena wanted to go. We had fun, but the games. Too bad the games were both blowouts.
This is one of the worst Big 12 tournaments I can ever remember.
That's one of the most impressive runs ever, though, for any team.
Man, oh, Iowa State.
What a performance from Iowa State.
They were really good.
Committee didn't think so.
Put the math to it. I don't know what the average margin of victory was in this tournament. It was a lot.
Just look for them.
We only had
three blowouts.
There were two close games, maybe. I mean, Cincinnati, the very first night was a 5-point game. The K-State-Texas game was a good game. Oklahoma-TCU ended up being 7, but that's just in name only. But then there was 20 points, 28 points, whatever point. I mean, it was a really kind of a dud of competitiveness on the field. But Kansas City always puts its foot, you know, front foot out. It was great. I know that, I'm sure. I went out there Thursday. We were down in the box. And I got out there at one point, right at 5 o'clock, and you guys were up on the stage, and it was the K-State, Iowa State, kind of pep rally part of it, and the place was lit up, man. I mean, it was really, really cool. So we always do a good job as a city on that front.
It was wild, man.
Yeah, it helped to have Iowa State in there. If it would have been, Houston versus someone
Baylor,
else,
in Baylor, the final, that would have been terrible.
It would not have been much, but.
I just, again, so wrapped up in everything else, it was lost to me that the Current's opener was at noon.
Yeah, it was early.
I don't know why I thought it was, but anyway, and so I kind of felt bad that I didn't take the girls, but I've also told them, you know, we can't go to everything, even though we go to everything, but
there'll be time to get there.
We were also staying downtown at the President Hotel, official hotel of the Border Patrol. And so then we drove by the stadium. I think Sel took a video or something. Neither of my girls are interested in soccer, so they kind of, I mean, I wish it was I don't, whatever. So we probably would have been there if they were more bigger soccer fans. But we're going to go. I told them we'll go to the first night game or something like that. So I think it'll be cool to see it in that from that perspective. But I mean, I dig it because it's so close to where I grew up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's right. I mean, that's, you know, 5 minutes from where I grew up. And it's so, you know, I just, like, I wonder, like, what, you know, my mom would have thought. And just, and even, you know, just growing up, thinking about what that was, I always kind of do that now. You know, even downtown or now with that, what it was when I was a kid to what it is now, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's almost, you can't even, like, I always think about, like, what my Uncle Richie would think about what became of, because he lived out not too far from where
Speedway
the Speedway is and everything
soccer,
else.
T-bone,
like I wish my grandparents and my Uncle Richie could have seen like what that became. They would just blow their mind. And I was just thinking, like, this is, for someone that grew up so close to here, this just blows my mind that stadium's there.
It's been a long,
there, you know?
Long, decades-long thing to change the riverfront down there. And it's, and you know, the river
so
market.
So much potential.
I'm
there.
So glad that they are.
So when I worked downtown at the river market before I worked here, I worked there for about a year and a half, and it was just starting to kind of have some things. And then they finally got that riverfront park kind of worked out where people can go down there. There's apartments down there. There's the barque and all that. And now the stadium is just one more thing. It's wild.
I thought all the pictures were beautiful, and I was glad that we drove by to see how it looked filled.
Yeah, I've driven by it a bunch,
day.
Yeah.
But because the sky was so blue and there's beautiful clouds out and the crowd was, you know, it was packed right next to the river and it was so picturesque. And so it was really cool to drive by it. And I look forward to taking them to a game at some point. Although, guess what, man? It ain't going to be easy for people to go get tickets. I started looking at tickets for less. Like, I wonder how much it's going to get in the door. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Error.
Yeah, I mean, but no, that was the opener. You know,
I'm talking about looking at the other games.
Oh, yeah, down the
road.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was like, huh?
Well, that's.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, there's not many tickets there.
Yeah.
You know, it's demand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made so many people happy. How could, if you love Kansas City, how could you not be happy with that? So many people were just happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Beautiful. Beautiful day and wild game.
What about you? You happy?
Yeah.
Can you be a little outraged Oklahoma didn't make it? Just say something.
they just piddled
they
down their
screwed.
Leg.
They got screwed.
No, they came to Kansas City, and they were playing a team.
Providence got screwed.
They were fighting
Indiana
with.
State got screwed.
And they came out, and they were down by like 18 points to freaking TCU.
Oklahoma should be in it. You know why? You know why they got screwed? Because they're leaving for the SEC.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Get them in the SEC, they'll rule that league.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I wanted to hear. That's Todd Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, and he says his Sooners got screwed. We'll be right back after this on WHB. Well, this guy is awful bossy.
He is.
He came in under the radar when he came back from his hiatus. Now he's bossing
he's
people around.
Got there and danced for 4 minutes, Stephen.
Oh, God.
Hey, I made a stand on the text thread for you.
You did. Wrong. So I'll tell you this. We just have a few minutes here. I got a couple of mailers this week.
Oh,
I got a yes vote and a no vote mailer that they're hitting me in the mail now. I'm a Jackson County. I'm the only Jackson County we have here now, right?
Let me,
a little postcard for the no,
yeah,
and a great big, like, huge thing with Salvi and Kelsey on it for the yes.
Let me ask you a question. Like,
don't
what
break
are you,
your heart, Todd.
They're nervous that this isn't going to pass.
I believe so.
So Frank White wants the teams to pay for the election now?
Yeah. I think Frank's doing a little bit of grandstanding on some of these things.
What? I kind of found myself, though, is it really going to cost the city or the county $1 million to put that election
theoretically,
on?
Theoretically, I guess so. I mean, because, you know, they have people have to go out there and set up those polls, and then you get paid to do that.
It does seem kind of fair that the people that are asking for the vote ought to help pay for it, right?
Or I
don't know. I saw that. I was like, that never even crossed my mind.
I'm not part of any of that stuff anymore.
He has... He's had come up with some interesting ideas about this whole thing. And I think I think the dragging of the feet has done some good things for the county, the citizens of the county, because they have gotten some things that weren't in the other. We still don't have a real lease. that weren't in the lease before, like, you know, some of this money that goes back to parks and, you know, all this insurance and these things that they kind of got bamboozled on back in the day. But now it's I do think they're scared. The yes votes. I think they're scared.
I saw one mailer was like, support your world champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And Royals.
Yeah. So I was down.
Yes for your world champion, Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And also Royals.
And Royals. I think it's a couple of
ideas here. In a smaller font, just underneath it.
So I was walking around. I mean, you were down there. If you got down in the Crossroads area, I was walking around down there on Saturday, and lots of things on nearly every business down
getting
there.
Getting your drink on?
So it was a lot of vote no things down there. So and I don't know. I think there's a lot of people who here's the no things, right? People who live out where I live. Or Blue Springs, Independence, things like that. They do like the convenience of Kauffman Stadium. They like to go there and just park.
Do it's people simple. Like Mark Donovan threatening the Chiefs will leave?
I think the people down there in that exact area of downtown, some of them, don't want 4 years of construction site and all that. I think if you could just teleport and put a baseball stadium there, for even the people who are going to get displaced, they cannot do it. I think it would be a good thing for the businesses down there to have foot traffic and all that. I think that would be a good thing.
What do you think of the threats?
I think that the threats are not empty, because if they don't get a yes vote, that will open up Pandora's box. You don't know what's going to happen. But I think the part where the Chiefs unveiled these drawings, I don't think many people were blown away by the drawings. So
people were confused by it.
So it's vote yes, and it's really not...
Like vote yes for that?
For most, they don't, you know, sure, we'll circle the upper deck and they'll put a pedestrian bridge and an activation.
How much money did they say that was all going to cost?
$800 million.
And you're like, what are they going to do with the other $790 million?
Well, another thing is, stuff just costs a lot now. And nobody giving any discounts. You know, look, request for proposal on these things, you know, nobody goes in there if they know there's getting some government money on something like this. They're going to just do it cheap. Oh, we'll do it for cheap.
Go through
now.
Me. I got a Lowe's credit card. I get 5% off when I use my card. I can help them cut some costs there. You get a good deal on lumber.
Yeah. It's 11% off at Menards.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Oklahoma got screwed.
I don't think
so. They should be in this tournament.
Screwed themselves. Beat somebody.
No.
Everybody beat Kansas this year except Oklahoma.
Ooh.
How about that? Beat them once.
Well, a little shot there,
Kansas
too, buddy.
Kansas got straight for no reason.
A little shot at you, buddy. Back under the zone, WB.